Welcome, my name is Andrew Mukey and this is the show Never Heard That. Great to have you with me. Today we're going to be listening to Australian band Models and the track Atlantic Romantic from their 1981 EP Cut Lunch. My introduction to the band was another one that I need to attribute to the Australian TV music show Countdown. The band had done something very clever, which I have to say I hadn't really seen before or since. They made a video to support the six-track EP, but instead of highlighting a single, they did so with excerpts from each of the songs. For someone like me, this was perfect. I was able to immediately relate to the playfulness of the EP. Definitely left of centre, but sort of arty and fun. I went out and bought the EP as soon as I could. In my opinion, the song Cut Lunch is really illustrative of the band. The actual verse is a malevolent streak of one of the nastiest yet cool grooves you could hear, up there with anything the Sex Pistols could throw out, that then transitions into a circus carnival type chorus, quite unusual and certainly unexpected. Quite unusual and certainly unexpected being hallmarks of the band. I became a firm fan though. When I went back to buy their first album, 1980's Alpha Bravo Charlie Delta Echo Foxtrot Golf, I realised that I knew the track Happy Birthday IBM, a nifty pop song which I'd heard on community radio but did not know was theirs. Interestingly, although there was quite a bit of label interest, the Models held out and financed the recording of this album to guarantee creative control. 1981's album Local and or General followed soon after the EP. Radio and video support, particularly in the alternatively minded media, continued freely, but chart success eluded the band. A change in personnel soon thereafter, resulting in James Freud joining on bass and vocals, brought an additional blend to the band, and the album, The Pleasure of Your Company, was released in 1983. Singles, I Hear Motion and No Shoulders, No Head, are typically cool Models songs and well worth investigating if you're not aware of them. The album got to number 12 in the Australian charts, which was a massive boost for the band. By late 1984, keyboard player Andrew Duffield, who had been an influential part of the band's sound, left the group. Therefore, a different sounding Models then released Out of Mind, Out of Sight in 1985. The album got to number 3 in the Australian charts and the song of the same name got to number 1. There were 5 singles released all up. Geffen Records released the album in the US and Out of Sight, Out of Mind peaked at number 37 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. Definitely a solid effort. Models Media, recorded in London and released in 1986, was to be the band's final album recording. Though having said that, there have been a couple of EPs released, one in 2013 and another in 2015. I have got to see the band play live on a couple of occasions in the last few years, and it has been enjoyable to hear them play. They remain a welcome and very original part of the Australian musical fabric. This one is a bit more straight down the line than normal, but it is just a great pop song. This is the Australian band Models and the track Atlantic Romantic from their 1981 EP, Cut Lunch.
Okay.
Description.